See, I've got two more talking heads here. Two more 4P students have joined me in the studio. I've got Aidan and I've got Lucy. Very good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Move up to the mic so we can all hear your lovely, lovely voices. Now, let's just... Ladies first, I think, Aidan, don't you? Lucy, yeah. Very good morning. Welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Lucy.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm 14 years old. I go to ride school and live in Cowes. I'm interested in design, computer design and sports.
Oh, wow. Mostly. Brilliant. Excellent. So the 4Ps for you is it the technical side you're particularly interested in?
Yeah, the technical side, like programming or podcasting and promoting the whole thing as well.
Oh, you need to do an advert for the 4Ps. You've got it down, Pat. Absolutely brilliant. Good girl. Excellent. And I'm also joined by, we'll come back to this in a moment, by our resident comedian, Aidan. Very good morning, Aidan. Tell us a bit about yourself.
My name is Aidan and I go to Sandown Bay and I live in New Church and yeah.
And how old are you? You look about 27, are you? No? How old are you?
I am 11.
I'm 11. I must get these glasses checked. Sorry, they're really not very good. I can't see very well out of these at all. And I happen to know, Aidan, because a little bird told me that you are a great fan of comedy and something of a comedian yourself. And you've already caught me out a couple of times. So goodness only knows how this is going to go. But so why comedy? What is it about making people laugh that you like?
I don't really know. I've grown up with it all my life because... I've lived with my granddad for nearly my whole life, and my granddad tells really bad jokes, so does my dad.
Well, that's what dads do. Dads tell really bad jokes. I mean, that's their job. That is their job. But, I mean, do you have a favourite joke, for example?
Yes, and please may I tell?
Of course you may, certainly. The floor is yours, sir.
There are two swords on a boat. What? One sword says, please may I tell a joke. The other sword says, just get to the point.
Oh, my word. I think you better take over here because that is 10 times better than any of the jokes. And people listening who know me will say, yeah, he's better than you. Much funnier. Excellent. So is comedy something that might interest you when you grow up, do you think, Aidan? Is it something you might want to do? Well, yeah, who's your favourite comedian, for example, on telly or whatever?
I don't have one.
Oh, right, okay. Well, probably in that case, that's a good thing because you will be just Aidan and not following and being like someone else. You will be original. Why not? Yeah, that would be excellent. So, 4Ps, what are you hoping to get out of the 4Ps project while you're here, Aidan? Lucy's going for the technical stuff. What about you?
I'm going for the technical stuff as well.
Okay, so you'll be learning about the production and the podcasting in particular, I guess, out of the 4Ps. You've got them down pat. Well done, Lucy. Promotion, presenting, podcasting and production. So that's what's happening here. Now, I asked the other guys who were in a little earlier. I mean, you guys, I presume, were born on the Isle of Wight, perhaps, were you?
Yes.
Excellent. And you, Lucy?
In Watford.
Oh, Watford. Watford on the Isle of Wight. No, I got that one wrong, didn't I? So that will be on the big island to the north of us then. So it will be. And you've lived here for how long now?
6 years.
Okay. And do you enjoy? Do you remember much about Watford? Or?
Yeah, I do, I think.
I went there once, but it was closed.
Well, the Harry Potter studios are in Watford. Oh, that's, yes, of course, a bonus.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been cool for you. Yeah, fantastic. And what about the island? How are you finding living here? I mean, it must be very different for you.
Yeah, it's different. It's not as near like London or whatever, but it's lovely with much more natural.
Much more natural in terms of the scenery and so on.
Yeah, scenery and being able to go into a natural place quite quickly rather than like concrete everywhere and
kind of having it on your doorstep, stepping out of your door and there it is, the beautiful countryside and the coastline and so on. Excellent. Well, you clearly enjoy yourself down here. What about you, Aidan? What do you think is your favourite thing about living here on the island?
Well, one of my favourite things is that I've lived here for all my life and I just wouldn't be able to stay away from here because all my family's here. For me to go live with anywhere else, like for London perhaps, I would have to have somebody from my own family to come with me to live there as well.
Have you visited London at all, Aidan?
Yes, in year 5 as a school trip.
A school trip. Where did you go in London? What did you see?
I went to the theatre to see The Lion King.
Oh, wow. That was a great show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant show. So, but London, I think a lot of people, perhaps from the island, and I would agree with them, I did live in London for quite a long time, and it's quite a big place, quite a big, noisy place. And I think London now is a great place to visit, like you did, Aidan, and to enjoy the things that are on offer there. But I must say, I wouldn't want to live there now. I'm quite happy down here on the island, like you, Lucy. Do you think that you'll stay on the island, though? I mean, do you think for young people there are enough jobs in the future? Have you thought about what you're going to do? Will you leave the island and go to work elsewhere, or go to uni perhaps?
Yeah, I think I will. Well, obviously there's no universities on the island.
Sure.
So I'm aiming somewhere abroad, not abroad, in England.
Well, it's everywhere's abroad.
Yeah.
From here, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd like to go and have a job somewhere else, maybe visit other countries, but it will always be nice to come back here. And
that is an extraordinarily mature attitude, young lady. I'm very impressed by that, because I think that is very true, that the island will always have a special place in your heart and probably always tug you back, perhaps not to live here, but to visit and to see family and friends. But yeah, you should have a wide horizon, as you're suggesting, and you should be out there exploring the world and making the most of it. But the island will always be here for you. Just before we wrap this up, guys, I did say I would give you the opportunity to say hello to anyone that you'd like to. Give a shout out to your mum or dad or family, anyone, friends who might be listening. Do you want to say hello to anyone, Aidan?
Hello, world.
Excellent. Love it. Good man. Can I have that one? You haven't copyrighted that one. I might use that one. Yeah, that's great. Lucy, what about you?
Just all my friends and family. Hi.
Okay. Well, it's been, again, an absolute delight to meet you. I'm so impressed by the confidence that you guys show, and your ability to communicate better than me, actually, as it turns out, because these teeth are completely wrong this morning. But to speak so clearly and so eloquently on so many subjects. So I wish you the very best of luck in the future. Enjoy yourself while you're at Vectis Radio, and make the most of the four-piece course. We're